Welcome, everybody. This is Derek White Sky Cloud, your paranormal investigator and psychic medium, and today you're listening to Between Two Worlds. It is now, the date is Tuesday, March 6, 2007. Wow. Things have been happening for all of us everywhere, and even the shows are happening ahead of time. We're running a little late coming in, so we apologize to those who have been listening to our show. Today I'm going to have a guest on my show, and I asked her to return back onto this program because we're getting rave reviews and emails galore asking for this young lady to come on back, and her name is Joanne Giroux, and she's called the Wild Woman Herbalist. Before we get her to come on, basically Joanne has been taught by her grandmother since she was a little girl how to pick herbs and make into healing medicines and salves and all types of creams and everything you can think of, and she'll tell you more about it, what it's all about. She has a bit of what we call a medical intuitiveness about herself, but I'm not sure she cares for the idea of calling herself medical intuitive, but that's how I always treat it that way, because Joanne has got a gift that not many can actually be able to read people very quickly and find meanings of the situations that have to say, well, go to the doctor and here's a pill, take it, and then you'll be fine. Basically, this show itself is not looking for band-aids. This show here is all to do with having to heal, and this is why we asked Joanne to come on back and to share with you to come on our show and to listen into it. As well, those of you who want to call in, I'll give you the phone numbers right now. Our phone numbers are, and they're toll-free, folks. It's in Canada, or the U.S. We'll go to the U.S. first. It's 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And toll-frees are 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. And that's for you folks that are actually international, calling in from the UK or anywhere else across the world. We welcome you to come and join us. We are under syndication. We do have other affiliates. We'd like to also thank them for welcoming us on their show. And that is the program that's called, I believe it's called Go It Begin. And they are in the Netherlands. And also we have another program that's also welcoming us. And that's a late young lady and her husband by the name of Leah Ramsey, and she has a radio show in Australia called The Underworld, and it's ghost talk radio in Australia. It's absolutely fabulous people, and I was interviewed by them a few weeks back. Anyways, I'd like to welcome everybody to come on that they're listening to our show. And with no further ado, I'm going to ask Joanne to come on. So is Joanne there?
I am.
Joanne, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Now, to let everybody else know out there, some of you may not have listened to the show the first time, and some of you basically, I'll get everybody to go into the archives, because some people can't always listen to the show very often, because somehow they end up missing that program. What I'd like to do is ask Joanne, if you could do for me, Joanne, is to actually explain to people what your job is and what you do, that you've been able to help people. And how long have you been doing this, and when did it start?
Okay, well, I started training under Grandma Commando of the Algonquin Natives when I was around the age of 9, and mm-hmm. completed my training at the age of 18, and then, of course, continued on my own with the aid of several Native elders. Basically, now I'm on my own. It's everybody for himself in this industry these days. But basically what I do is I teach people preventative health and alternative health. And you can't really call it medicine because the term medicine has been like twisted over the last several years into people just automatically think of pharmaceutical medicine. They don't really think of herbal medicine, and they're not really medicines. They do have healing properties. However, there's a lot of nutrients in herbs, vitamins and minerals, which also help because everybody seems to be depleted in them. So basically what I do is I do consultations, help people to understand the origin of their disease, or disorder. Very few have started in the physical. Some are ancestral memory. There's always various endocrine glands involved. There's blocked meridians involved, poor life force energy, and then your basic lack of exercise, poor diet, et cetera, et cetera. So that's generally what I do. I also work with horses and dogs and cats and lizards and snakes and what have you. I love working with the animals. They don't question what you do. They just accept. Everybody, and, you know, we're so used to, well, some people are very accepting. Other people are very, very insecure because we've kind of stopped ourselves from thinking for ourselves. And we're really afraid to take responsibility for our own health. But it is a must. That's all there is to it. And the way the world is going these days, and our healthcare system, which seems to be more of a disease management system, through no fault of theirs, that's how they're trained. And they're, you know, people do not enter medicine, whether you're a doctor or a nurse, to be vindictive. They're actually trying to help, you know. So, yeah, both fields can work together very, very nicely. There's a lot of GPs that are turning around, and I've had several GPs send their patients over to me and say, this is a program I thought I'd put my patient on. What do you think? So they're coming out, you know, and I think the College of Physicians is releasing the noose that they have around the doctor's neck. So hopefully, you know, maybe, because I mean, I wouldn't want to live without the medical system. When you get into an accident, I mean, doctors are really good at putting it back together again. I wouldn't want to have to do that. That's just not my forte. But I can help with the healing process, right?
Yeah. So basically, a lot of you, what you do carry mostly now is the tinctures that are, get you call. So there's really not a word medical connected to your website. Now, Joanne does have a website. It's called www.wildwomanherbs.com. It's wildwomanherbs.com. And you know, I'm going to ask you a question. Why did they call you the Wild Woman Herbs?
Oh, well, it's a long story, but to make it short, I was out harvesting. And I came out of the bush, and I had run into burdock in full bloom of burrs. And I seemed to have a big mass of burrs in my hair. I have long blonde hair almost down to my waist, and I was rather a mess.
So that looks like...
Yeah, it was priceless. And it was so hot, because some herbs have to be harvested in the heat of the day. So you come off the top of the mountain, and like you're dripping sweat. It's like 43 degrees Celsius, and, you know, the sweat is pouring down your face, which, of course, is making lines through the dirt, right? So I looked like I hadn't seen civilization in about 3 months, and this lady was walking along with an injured dog, and I said, oh, dear, what happened to your dog? Can I help? And she just one look at me and went, blah! And she just, I said, no, don't be afraid. I'm here to help, and I don't know what she thought I was. Anyway, I got back to camp, and my friend looked at me and said, well, if it isn't the Wild Woman, she surfaced finally. So that's how it came to be, Wild Woman Herbs. And mind
well,
you, the lady...
Well, that herbs.
Yeah, really. And, of course, you're carrying, you know, a backpack full of tree branches and barks and everything else, so you kind of look like a walking bush. But I have since worked very closely with this lady that I scared out of her wits. She came across a friend of mine and said, you know, the strangest thing happened to me out in the bush. And my friend said, oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. So she's since got over her fear factor. But, yeah, that's how my name came to be.
Cool. That's funny. Well, it stuck because basically people love going to your site and they like to make contact with you because how busy are you?
Quite busy, actually. I've been in the field for many, many years. I'm no longer out in retail. I work in Surrey Natural Foods on Saturdays with my friend Terry, who owns the store. But, yeah, I'm basically, and I don't mind that. You know, one day a week is okay, but I don't know. in retail, you don't have the time to actually get into the guts of the situation. And I like to spend time with people. Because not everybody's just a cut-and-dried, you know, problem. And that's what I find with a lot of diagnoses these days. And I don't diagnose. I just help to come to some sort of idea with the client, and the whole process is to help them go back in their history and find out where all this may have originated. And once they realize what system relies on the other system, they can usually go back, and it's basically a training for people. Like I said, I don't diagnose, I just help analyze. If I say I diagnose, I'm in big trouble, and I have no desire to diagnose. I mean, that's not right. And there is no one quick, you know, fixed solution. You can't wave a magic wand over somebody. When you're dealing with herbal remedies, you're dealing with getting to the root of the disorder, but it's a long process, and it has to be gradual, because generally people are so toxic that if they start detoxifying very quickly, they're in worse shape for a longer period of time, because the body's so used to hanging on to things that once you start detoxing very quickly, it just doesn't let go of things. It will fight to hang on. So the process has to be slow and gentle and continuous, and it's a lifestyle change, basically. And I always recommend people, if they start cleansing, you know, let's do a colon cleanse, but after your colon cleanse, I want you to go to a colonics therapist and have a colonics set. And the colonics therapist, they're usually excellent, and they'll tell you exactly what came out of you. Not like everybody wants to hear it, but there's parasites, there's all kinds of different fungi.
You somehow get the crappy end of the deal.
do they ever. Do they ever. You know, hats off to the colon therapists, I tell you. But they know their stuff, and they're very gentle. And it's good for the body, really good for the body. And it's not just one colonics. It's, you know, every month. And it depends on your situation. Some people have to go once a week.
Yes. Now, here's something that I want to actually mention to you, because we're at that cold and flu season.
Yeah.
And I have been hearing nothing but people saying, I got this cold, I've got this flu, or I just got it, I don't know where it's coming from. And the first thing I was telling them, well, at least you need to wash your hands. But yes, they're dealing with cold and flus, but is there anything that they can actually take to help remedy that even a lot sooner than having to suffer for that month or two?
Well, you know, there's a lot of remedies out there that will help. But the bottom line is our white cells of our immune system, like all our immune cells are produced in the bone marrow, right? So you've got your immune cells being produced in your bone marrow, but your white blood cells are actually activated in your thymus gland, your T cells. Your B cells are activated in the colon. Well, most people are actually, and they're only activated in the colon, by the T cells. The T cells, once they're activated in the thymus gland, they send out a chemical communicator to the B cells. And if your colon is dirty, your B cells are not going to be able to read the signal that the T cells are sending out. So I would say at least 80% of the population is walking around with a very compromised immune system, and only their T cells are working. You need your both, you know. You do a live blood analysis, and it's amazing. People have all kinds of viruses and bacteria that you can see in the blood, and there's no immune cells. You know, it's absolutely amazing, and that's where, you know, a lot of people run into the chronic fatigue and the fibromyalgia. These viruses and bacteria are just literally munching everything that they eat, you know, and there's no nourishment going into the body. So, first of all, do a colon cleanse twice a year. That's all there is to it. And during cold and flu season, drink some herbal teas. Echinacea is okay for A and B blood types. Oh, don't quote me on that. I think A's are okay on echinacea. You can go online and check for blood types and herbs. They'll tell you. O's do not do well on echinacea at all. Golden seal, astragalus, any of the astringent and immune-boosting herbs do help. Oil of oregano is absolutely phenomenal. Apparently, O blood types are not supposed to have it, but it works for me, and I take it. Exceptions to every rule, right?
So pretty well, it's like a vibration of how your body, your symptoms, able to attract to it and accept it if it's able to work and help you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's all vibratory. And the colds and the flus are vibratory also. If we weren't all so mentally stressed and emotionally challenged these days, how many people love to get up for work in the morning? You know, if you can't get up in the morning and just look forward to going to work, it's time to change jobs, because that in itself is compromising your immune system. Any kind of mood change, mental stress, emotional stress, it's all compromising to your health. There's so much stress and anxiety and mental anguish out there. People just cannot possibly have a boosted immune system. Those of us that work in the field even get sick. I don't very often, because I generally make it a lifestyle to stay reasonably healthy by cleansing and also exercise and proper diet. But not everybody has that option, right?
Mm-hmm. So everyone out there, if anybody wishes to call in, please call these numbers in. If you want to ask Joanne a question regarding health, or if you're dealing with any issue yourself, more welcome to please call us in and ask this question. We'd love to hear from you. The phone numbers are 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. In Canada, it's 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. And the international phone lines are 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Now, if you ever want to make contact with Joanne and to ask her any questions regarding your health, you can also email her, too, besides going to her website. What is your email, Joanne?
www.herbs@telus.net.
Okay, so it's www.herbs.
No, www.herbs. The short
www.herbs. Wild woman, okay. So www.herbs.
Yeah, at telus.net.
Okay.
Canada.
So it's just abbreviated. Okay.
Hey.
As abbreviated. Okay. Anyways, another one here I asked, another person asked me here this question, and that is, they're talking about their problems with weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying they're having a difficulty by losing weight because of their age. They're looking into their 50, their age 50s.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to say anything past that. They're in their early 50s. And they're having difficulty losing weight. They tried pretty well almost everything. Is there anything that can be done to give them an idea to work on? What can do?
First of all, check your thyroid. The medical scale is quite broad. So you can go to your doctor, have your thyroid checked, or you can buy a thermometer. And before you even get out of bed in the morning, take your temperature under your armpit. And your temperature, I believe, should be 37.8 Celsius. Anything below that.
What would that be in Fahrenheit?
I don't know. Hang on. 98 points.
You're Canadian.
No. 98 point something. Yeah, 98.6.
This is where Americans get confused.
Yeah, I know. 37.3 and 98.6. There you go.
That's what I figured.
Close
I
enough.
Was testing this. Right.
Yeah, because if your temperature consecutively is under those numbers, and if this person that emailed in, is she female? Male?
Yeah, she's female.
Female. If the weight gain is around the hips and around the abdomen, that means a little
she's
thyroid.
In she is. Wow, that was absolutely hilarious.
Well, you didn't have the lady at the other end of the line. All of a sudden, I'm going, hello? Hello? I have this woman going, why are you on my phone? I'm talking to my sister.
There's a fellow that came online. He says, I'm online talking to somebody else. What's going on here?
Yeah, I don't. Darn those planes, anyway.
John's got a fabulous radio show. He's got other people calling in, and they're making sure they got through. This is funny. Anyways, well,
so
you know,
where are we?
You got to have fun on a radio show like this.
Yeah, apparently.
We're back on. We were talking about. Yeah. We were talking about weight loss, and the woman I was talking about, basically, she has, I would say she's around well over 200 pounds, but she's having difficulty losing weight. And
okay.
She's tried everything she possibly could to lose that weight. She's tried every diet she says she could think of, but she doesn't know what to do. How come it's really, she keeps on adding more food on or more weight on, with, and even though she does not eat heavily, but she's eating light, but yet it's maintaining her even greater.
Yeah.
So is there anything you might have or some idea that she may have to, again, would that be all to do with her thyroid?
Yeah, I think it's a thyroid adrenal stress thing. That's what it sounds like to me. And then, of course, the pituitary gland is involved also, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is a product out, or used to be, and I don't know if it's available in the States. It's a German product by Lab Catel. And Lab Catel has all kinds of colloidal minerals. And I believe she's probably lacking manganese and cobalt. Manganese and cobalt, or the magnesium and cobalt. People in health food stores should have kinesiology and should be able to muscle test her for that if she can find it. Now, the reason I say that, it works directly on the pituitary gland.
Okay.
She should okay. She should actually probably think about doing a thyroid test of some sort. And instead of going on thyroxine or anything like that, I would do it naturally. Come up with raw thyroid and raw adrenal or kelp, you know, anything like that. Start nurturing the thyroid and the adrenals. The adrenals are probably very stressed. And start off with a colon cleanse, then do your kidneys, then do your liver, okay? And find out what your blood type is and go for a live blood analysis if possible. I think she probably craves sweets or breads and stuff like that, and that would be fungi. And those little things, they get in your bloodstream and they can create havoc in your system. It's amazing.
Well, basically, a lot of people eat bread and pastry. I mean, what can you do to work on that? I mean,
do a candida cleanse. And those are the parasitic herbs also, like black walnut, cloves, wormwood.
So I keep throat all the time?
Pardon?
Is that why people keep on clearing their throat all the time? Would that be related?
Yeah.
Too much bread or pastry?
Yeah. Mucus, and wherever there's mucus in the body, there's always bacteria, there's always fungus. Another way of really clearing mucus out of your body is to pick up the Celtic sea salt and put a half a teaspoon and 8 ounces of water and drink that down in the morning. And then it'll work through its system, and it's amazing the mucus that will come out of your body. And that kind of salt nurtures the thyroid, it nurtures your body, it doesn't stress out your kidneys. And there's a lot of minerals in there. Generally, people that have, everybody's lacking minerals. Above all, magnesium and potassium and selenium. But excess weight loss or weight gain is your glands are not nurtured, and chances are she's very, very depleted in minerals. But she's not going to absorb anything if the colon isn't clean. I just can't stress enough about the colon. And find a good colon therapist and go for a colonic. Diets generally do not work. You know, you got to get to the bottom of the issue. And the place to start is the colon and then address the glands. Eat according to your blood type and alkalize your blood. If your blood is alkaline, then everything, you know, acid alkaline balance, 7.0 is good on the scale. If you have 8.0 is okay for a little while, but that's too alkaline and you start running into a whole new set of problems. But if you can balance the blood, it's amazing how much weight will just fall off you.
Okay, that makes interesting because basically you will lose. So basically what they're saying is that you're saying is that you will lose the weight once you start doing some cleansing.
Yeah,
the candida cleanse for sure. And
if
you were having more of an more of a weight program or weight situation, you should also do a thyroid check.
Yeah.
And anything else on top of that?
She probably has a very high staff count too. People that have a lot of weight are high in candida, high in staph, and all that has to come out. It's all a bacteria that you don't want in there.
Here's something else, you know, a lot of women out there always talk about the little pooch down below the belly after they have babies. Now, even though we do the exercise and all that, sometimes they say they still have difficulty losing it. There's a reason why they do have that problem.
That's thyroid.
That's thyroid.
It's always thyroid. Thyroid, thyroid, and pituitary hormones. And I always say, nurture the thyroid, you know. Even hyperactive people have a heck of a time because they can't gain any weight. And I don't know which one's worse, because it's just as hard for them to gain weight as it is for the hypos to be able to lose weight. So nurture the thyroid, clean your liver. Your liver actually cleans itself between 1 and 3 a.m. So if you're waking up between 1 and 3 a.m. at night and you don't know why, that's your liver knocking on your door saying, excuse me, I'm having difficulties here. I can go through the times if you want, like 1 to 3 a.m. is your liver, okay? 3 to 5 a.m. are your lungs. And it goes on. I can go into it if you like me to.
Sure. Let's go for it.
Okay. 5 to 7 a.m. is your large intestine.
Okay.
7 to 9 a.m. is the stomach. Are we gone again? No? Okay.
Oh, I think maybe somebody might be calling in. Is there anybody there?
Yes. Hi.
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 What's your name and where are you from?
Hi. This is Jackie from Houston. Houston, Texas, and I was listening in, and it's this wonderful show. I'm really interested when she was talking about the thyroid. She was talking about if you know that you have thyroid trouble. I've been diagnosed with it, and I've been taking thyroxidine for about 4 years. I'm really, really trying to get away from it. I'm trying to get a more natural approach. And she had mentioned something that we could be taking. I would really like information on that, if possible.
Well, Joanne?
Oh, okay, the thyroid?
Yeah,
yes,
hi. One. Hi. Kelp is one. That's a natural iodine. Now, at the health food store, you should be able to get iodine in concentrated form, okay? It comes from, you've got your Lugol's iodine solution, which is exceptionally poisonous in overdoses. Okay, but one way of checking your thyroid is to pick up some Lugol's iodine and put a drop on your wrist. If it is gone within 48 hours, you have a thyroid problem. Generally, people with thyroid problems, it's usually gone in an hour or two. So then you know you have a thyroid issue because your body is just totally...
If it doesn't go away?
If it doesn't go away, then your thyroid's okay. All right?
All right, so it needs to stay there. The stain needs to stay there. Is that what you're saying?
If the drops, if the iodine stains your wrist and it stays there past 48 hours, then you don't have a thyroid problem.
Okay, but if it's gone in like an hour, there's a different problem. Okay, so how do I go about fixing that?
How do you go about fixing it? Pick up a concentrated iodine solution or iodine in caplet form. At the health food store and go on that. Depending on, when I had hypothyroidism and I put a drop of iodine on my wrist, it was gone in an hour. So I knew I was really depleted, and I took I took copious amounts of iodine for the first 2 days, and I flipped over to the other side. So don't do that. Just work on it gradually.
Okay. Well, mine supposedly is low.
Yeah. That's why you need the iodine.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
the iodine.
Then kelp is something to take on a regular basis?
Yeah. Yeah. You can. And the thyroid, it takes a long time to deplete a thyroid, but it takes even longer to bring it back. So don't lose patience with it. Just persevere. It's not going to interfere with the thyroxine either.
Okay.
That's the bonus part.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing the twice a year cleanses for about 8 years, and I have had really great results with that, and I'm doing it, but I haven't done one of those liver cleanses that you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's something you think I might need to get involved in?
Yeah, liver cleanse is good because the liver regulates.
Because you were just talking about something about, excuse me, you were talking about something waking up at a certain time. What does that mean? in the middle of the night?
Between 1 and 3 a.m., that's
mm-hmm.
when your liver cleans itself.
Uh-huh.
So if you're waking up between 1 and 3, your liver's trying to tell you something.
I see. That makes sense. That's been going on for like 6 or 8 months now. That's
yeah.
like a regular clockwork thing for me now. And I don't know if it was just old age or what it was.
No, that's your liver.
Okay.
That's your liver going, excuse me, you might want to do a little bit of a cleanse here.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's my problem then. Okay, so
are you taking any medication?
Yeah, thyroxine, and I'm trying to get away from that.
Yeah,
okay, what do you think?
Pardon me?
What do you think about that, Joanne?
Well, that's the regular thing for hypothyroidism.
Okay.
But, you know, what that does, basically, is, I mean, some people have been on it for 30 years. It's not harmful, except for the fact that it shrinks your thyroid, because it does the job of the thyroid, and it is synthetic, right? So
mm-hmm.
it's not really resonating with your body, so therefore
right.
you end up with other problems.
Right.
So,
I just want to try to get away from it and see if I can. And you were saying also to just take a, did you say sea salt?
Yeah, sea salt.
Sea
that
salt.
Really cleanses the digestive system and pulls out the mucus out of the body.
Okay.
Not iodized sea salt, just
regular sea salt.
Know.
Yeah, I use regular sea salt in my, but I've never just like taken like a big dose of it.
Yeah, I do it every couple of days for a while. Not regularly, but for a little while. Every 2 days for about a week.
I've had like this allergy problem lately.
Yeah,
I'm wondering,
you might want to look at the kidneys.
Okay, kidneys. Okay. Okay,
yeah.
So what order would you tell me I should do this? I'm saying.
Okay, it's always the colon, then the kidneys, then the liver.
Okay, so colon just happened, so then kidneys, and then
yeah.
liver. Okay.
Yeah, because you okay. can't unplug the drain if the pipes are dirty, right? If the pipes are plugged, you can try and unplug all you want. It's just not going to happen. And
okay.
then you build up more toxins, which are reabsorbed into the body.
Really?
Yeah. So, but the thyroxine, you know, you can still take iodine with thyroxine, and it's not going to have any effect. Thyroxine basically replaces what your thyroid is not doing. But then
okay,
your
so
thyroid
I,
gets lazy, and
mm-hmm.
it shrinks.
Right. So what would you suggest for me? If I continue to start taking this iodine solution, it's from the health food store,
mm-hmm.
after so many months, when do you think I should just, could I just throw away that thyroxine?
Check your temperature first.
Okay,
if your temperature is 98.6, I think that's, brother, I'm really bad with Fahrenheit now.
Okay, well, you know, but I've never been 98.6 my whole life. I've always been a lizard. I've always been cold.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
whole
that's
life, thyroid. I've always been like about a 97 my whole life.
Yeah. Okay, so once you hit and level off at the 98.6,
okay,
then you know your thyroid is okay, and you check with your doctor, but you should be able to back off of the thyroxine. But take
okay,
your temperature every single day under your armpit before you get out of bed.
Before I get out of bed. Yeah, I heard that when you were talking about that. This is so interesting. Well, I just really want to thank you for giving me this time. And,
oh, you're most welcome.
I appreciate welcome. Your help, and just keep trucking on. We just love listening to you.
Perfect.
Now,
thank
if you,
you
want to get a hold of Joanne, you can always contact her through her website.
Yeah.
And you can email her as well if you have any more questions you want to ask.
I may have to. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so
it's
much.
Good
night.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Good. You're giving her some help. That'll help her a whole lot to find out where she's at.
Yeah, I don't really know anybody who doesn't have a thyroid issue these days.
Yeah.
Most people have a depleted thyroid.
I've been actually noticing that quite often now on television. They're always talking about thyroid lately, so I think it's pretty well almost becoming a common thing.
Yeah.
I think it's because also to do with the food, the fast foods that we're eating these days.
Yeah, and also that the iodine.
Would that make a connection to that as well?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just our compromised lifestyle, right? Those that live right on the ocean front and get the ocean air all the time, they're the ones that are better off because that's natural iodine.
I'm glad I'm so healthy.
Yeah.
The only time I'm in the ocean.
Yeah, exactly. Go chew on some kelp.
Go drink the ocean. Well, have another caller coming in. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Who am I? Where are you from?
From Burnaby.
Burnaby.
Cool. Burnaby. The neighbor.
Oh yes. I was wondering about the Master Cleanse.
Uh-huh.
What you think about the Master Cleanse?
Well, you know, the Master Cleanse is probably one of the healthiest cleanses that you can do, because there are so many nutrients in that maple syrup, and the cayenne is perfect for the digestion and the circulation. I've known people that have actually done the Master Cleanse for 40 days, and they have felt like $1 million afterwards. So, yeah, I would strongly recommend the Master Cleanse to anybody.
Okay. Does that cleanse your liver, your kidneys, your colon?
Not specifically. It detoxifies your body, because it gives your body a break from digesting the food all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There are specific herbs that are a little more specific for colon, kidney, and liver. But the Master Cleanse is a good start, because, like I said, it does carry, it alkalizes you, and it does carry toxins out of the body.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't cleansed before, sure, do the Master Cleanse, and then start specifically. But, you know, a lot of people just do the Master Cleanse, and they seem to do just fine with it.
Mm.
Can anyone do this, Joanne?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't affect you, like, any specific age or if you're dealing with health issues?
No, basically it's lemon juice and cayenne and maple syrup. You get
now,
your nutrients.
Do you have to stand close to a toilet all the time when you're doing the Master Cleansing?
Not really.
Or you can go to work and don't have to worry about it?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, very few people can't leave the house. And it's
okay.
The same with anything. If
that's a word of warning now.
Yeah, no, if it's too harsh, then just cut back on it. You know, it's that simple. Liquids are so easy to regulate. And the body loves liquids because it doesn't, you know, when you're cleansing, your body's trying to get rid of stuff. And, you know, when you're using capsules, then it's really hard for your body to start breaking that down and releasing and actually extracting stuff from the capsules. Although there are, you know, wonderful cleanses out there in capsules, there's also wonderful cleanses out there in liquids, you know. Depends on the person and their preference.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
Bye.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Well, you know, something else too, Joanne, noticed that is that people also, you know, I got one person sending me here this flash chat saying, asking about joint pain. What can they do about joint pain? They're getting a lot of arthritic pain in their hands, around their knuckles, and joint pain in their upper shoulders or back of their neck. And this person's in her early 60s, she says, and she's wanting to find out if there's anything she could do for that.
There's a lot of joint pain happening with hormones. Hormones astray, so to speak. Could be too much estrogen, not enough progesterone. Could be toxins. Could be anything, actually. But what I suggest for arthritic pain like that is, do the cleansing regime. And also there's a product out there. They're called Wobenzymes. It's Wobenzym. And Wobenzyme are a digestive enzyme, but they're also a fabulous anti-inflammatory. And I'm working with people that are taking it now, and, it does make a significant difference. There's all kinds of other anti-inflammatories out there, but Wobenzyme addresses the digestive system also, right?
Now, does that work on the joint, the joints where basically they don't feel the pain, or how long would you think it would take them to start, the pain begins to...
Usually, if you're on about 6 Wobenzymes a day, which they recommend, all the instructions are in the package, within a week, you start noticing a difference.
Okay.
There's various salves out there also that are very, very soothing. A hot bath, a herbal bath, grab some chaparral. Chaparral is a wonderful herb. It's off the market internally, but you can still buy it for external use. And brew up a nice infusion, which means boil water, generally in a glass pot, because it does a real number on any other kind of pot because of the constituents in it. The active constituent in chaparral is nortohydrogluoretic acid, which is MDHA, in the short form, because nobody else is going to remember the other one. And it's a really good detox bath, So you use...
You're beginning to sound like a doctor.
I know. use about 8 ounces of water, eight cups of water to a half a cup of chaparral, and let it steep in hot water, and then strain it, put it in your bath, and that acts as an anti-inflammatory also.
Good.
But arthritis, who knows? Virus, bacteria, fungus.
I'll give you an example. My wife, she talks about her bursitis. It comes in and comes out. Is that arthritis? Just very similar to that, or is it?
Yeah. Bursitis, too. There's an awful lot of bacteria involved. And generally, I tell everybody, go on magnesium citrate or ionic magnesium. Because magnesium keeps everything in the body limber and allows the toxins to leave. We need calcium, but guess what? Our soil is calcium dominant, and that's what osteo is. It's hollow bones, and our bones have to remain porous. And the only way our bones are going to remain porous is with magnesium. And high doses of magnesium to bowel tolerance. When you start getting the runs, you know you've reached your limit, you can cut back. But
are we taking too much calcium?
Everybody takes too much calcium. And
because
if you don't have it...
Calcium with magnesium, we take calcium with this, calcium with that, but yet you drink milk, that has calcium.
Yeah.
Some people don't
drink milk,
take a calcium tablet. Now, how much, what do you call, you're exceeding? What do you allow to take and have to go overboard?
Well, unfortunately, most of the calcium-magnesium supplements are 2-to-1 calcium, 1-to-1 calcium-magnesium, 3-to-1 calcium. I don't know why there's always so much calcium. You need more magnesium in your body than you do calcium because there's calcium in all the food. Even the meat is loaded with calcium. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. Free-range meat is full of calcium because the cows are grazing. And there's so much calcium in one blade of grass. So, magnesium has been depleted out of our soil since 1936. So there's no wonder that there's all these arthritic conditions and there's, heart failure and hardening of the arteries. We're all magnesium depleted. So if everybody...
Because the soil way too often every year and not letting it give them a one-year rest.
And magnesium is also a very light, fluffy mineral, which tends to wash back into the ocean, or into the rivers, or wherever. And unfortunately, it seems to be depleted in our filtration systems. So, upping your magnesium content, like I said, to bowel tolerance, helps significantly. And that allows your bones to stay porous so that they can take in the calcium. Because basically your muscular skeletal system gives off 9,000 milligrams of calcium to your blood every day to clean. Well, general statistics are we only absorb 3,000 milligrams of calcium from our blood every day. So there's 6,000 milligrams of calcium floating around the bloodstream looking for a place to go because there's not enough magnesium to help assimilate it. So it's going to lodge in your joints, in your heart. It goes to the most supple organs. Hence, you get the kidney stones, the gallstones, stones in your liver. The liver, people have so many stones in their liver. It's just incredible. And most of them are calcium. And also, there's also parasites that mimic calcium. And they get into the joints also. And that's something I like to stress, is people should do a parasite cleanse at least twice a year. At least twice a year. And that eliminates an awful lot of health problems.
So basically, how long do you take magnesium? How often or how long? Or do you take it all your life? Or
yeah, you just take it all the time.
Average.
Yeah, because we're not going to get it out of the food. Yeah, okay. Just take it all the time. I take 4 to 6 magnesium capsules a day. And since I started
only taking one.
One? No.
Yeah.
4 to 6.
Oh, well, then I'm going to have 4 to 6 then.
Oh, yeah. 4 to 6.
Depending on how many, how much per capsule, like how much in...
200 milligrams of elemental... 200 milligrams of elemental magnesium at least. 4 to 6 a day with food.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah. And, okay. Yeah, you'll know, your muscles will become nice and supple. When you move and you swing your arms back and forth, your shoulders aren't going to go creak, crack, pop. If you can't get out of bed and...
Upper muscles.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody should just be able to get out of bed in the morning and bend over with their legs straight and touch the palms of their hands on the floor. If you can't do that, you're magnesium depleted. So that's a good test for everybody out there.
Okay.
Get out of bed. Touch your toes and put your palms on the floor. If you can't do that, you're magnesium depleted.
You hear that, Dawn? You're going to have to bend over and see the floor on the floor.
There's
and
a test on this
over,
in the morning.
That's in the morning. Okay. You got to have his coffee and cigarette.
Well, that's fine.
Anyway.
I don't care what he does, but touch your toes first.
Not, you know, don't touch your wife's toes, your toes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, we want to go into, we have somebody else talking about acid reflux.
Mm-hmm.
They're having difficulties at night, laying on their side. Now, that makes more sense because I know what this is all about because I've had this situation myself before long time ago. Acid reflux, what's the cause of acid reflux? Or basically, to me, I think they used to call it indigestion, but they changed it and they gave it a bit of a clinical name. What's the best thing the person can do for acid reflux?
Well, there is no quick cure for acid reflux unless you do the bullet approach. Acid reflux is fermented foods in your stomach. It's rotten food. That tells you that you are not processing your food properly. Now, if you're a type A blood type, I can tell you 100% for certain that you are lacking hydrochloric acid in your stomach. So pick up a digestive enzyme that has hydrochloric acid in it. Natural Factors has one. I can't believe all this advertising I do for people. Anyway, betaine hydrochloride is excellent against parasites. Blood type A's have a lot of parasites generally because of their lack of ability to digest things. So betaine hydrochloride fights parasites, and it also gives your hydrochloric acid. Apple cider vinegar, either the liquid or in capsule form. If you're blood type B, a digestive enzyme vegetable base is your best. And if you're a blood type O, then take a digestive enzyme, a multizyme, that addresses protein. Because most O's eat meat, and that's what we need because we're primals. And quite often we don't have enough enzymes in our body to break that down. So acid reflux is basically undigested food. Also, type A's can go to aloe vera juice. Aloe, anybody can use in small doses, but it's not really beneficial for other blood types.
Okay.
But A's do really well on it.
Well.
So that's the first step. If it's really...
This is the reason why I love aloe vera juice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're an A, yeah?
Oh, I'm an A, yeah. A negative.
Yeah, okay. And aloe vera, and also if it's been acid reflux for a while, take aloe vera for the main and simple reason that you need to heal up the esophagus because all that stuff just burns the esophagus and it really doesn't do you any good. So heal it up with some aloe vera, peppermint oil. You know, there's actually aloe vera mixes out there for stomach problems, right? And also the inside of the stomach is probably ailing also. The stomach cleans itself between 7 and 9 a.m., so whatever you have for breakfast, make sure it goes good with your blood type and take your digestive enzymes, and you'll notice a big difference.
Excellent. Well, Joanne, the time has come to us for us to close. We're sorry we had to shorten this night. We got I had a bit of difficulty getting on a little bit late earlier today, and in the show, and then we had a bit of a shutdown temporarily by accident. Anyways, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, and I'd like to thank you for coming on.
You're welcome.
I'm positive that you've actually helped a lot of people, give them some answers that they've always been searching out for. And for all of you, those of you out there who want to get her website, it's www.wildwomanherbs.com. And if you need to make contact with Joanne, just go to her website. Her email address is there. And sure, you'll...
Well, my email address on my website is not in effect anymore. It went kerblooey. I don't know why, and I can't get it back. So
okay,
you'll have
so
to contact me on the telephone.
wherbs@telus.net.
Right.
Right?
Right. Got it.
You got it. Okay. Joanne, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, and
I
look forward
it.
To having you come back on again with us and to chat about more about healing. And I think next thing we want to do is talk about what you do when you harvest and the seasons and what you normally pick at the time that actually would benefit everyone out there. So, Joanne, it's been a pleasure having you on, and look
Thank
forward
you.
To having you later on next show. And for those of you out there, this is Derek White, Sky Cloud, and you listen to Between Two Worlds. And if you want to get a hold of me for any readings or go to my website, it's www.whiteskycloud.com. And if you have any questions about any of the guests that have been coming on here regarding to make contact with them, you can contact me as well, or you can contact this station as bbsradio.com. And, well, it's time, folks. I'd like to thank you very much for listening in, and we look forward to talking to you folks next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 11 o'clock Eastern. And, Joanne, I thank you.
You're welcome, and I enjoyed it.
Okay. Take care, folks. And this is Pat Cloud signing off. Take care, guys. Bye.
Bye.